Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Poetic Energy, coming to you live at 9 at another Thursday Night Open Mic here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We are so excited tonight for yet another poetry night of sharing, sharing with you voices of the poet, great music, and great conversation. I am so looking forward for all the poets to come through this evening. I am just going to get it started with a poem right here from one of my books, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Splashes. I'm just going to kind of read it to you, not really perform it, but we're going to get the show started here and allow the poets to fall in and the musicians and the vocalists. We usually have a host of people that tune in and call in, so we're so looking forward for them to come in and share their voices with us here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I am going to read you a poem from one of my books. It's entitled On Top of the World. Standing on top of the world, feeling like a giddy little girl, because this man has chosen me to eternally dwell in his world. I want to feel the symphony of butterflies making music echo from the walls of my inner thighs. I don't want to be sexually deprived because I'm preserving myself as a gift, the grand prize. My king, reveal yourself. Don't continue to hide because I'm growing weary, wanting to sexually backslide because of the violent heat roaring between my inner thighs. I'm trying to keep on the path of celibacy so that on our first union I can be your delicacy, but the deprivation is slowly killing me. So, my king, reveal yourself to me. Come and set me free. I need to let loose, free myself of the urges that so profoundly ignite me. My body into a passionate heat is like a forest fire with every path the flames grow wilder and higher, spreading like an epidemic in its intensity, and it's so heated that it has erupted like lava at a volcano peak. I feel like the depriving of myself of the communion of sexual pleasures, wondering whether I'm doing it all in vain. Is there a man out there for me preserving himself the same? Is there a man not playing games, keeping a scoreboard of all the women he has laid so he can get his name highlighted in the sexual hall of fame? I don't want to give up on everlasting love. I just want to be retreated above all other women that has ever entered and ignited this world. I want to be your one and only girl. I want him to relinquish the one and only key that unlocks the door that allows me to eternally dwell in his world. I want to stand on top of the world as a free agent, free with my sexuality and content with our monogamy. So, my king, reveal yourself. Let our worlds merge into an eclipse. Help me smile, dancing on top of the world, feeling like a giddy little girl, because you have chosen me to eternally dwell in your world. And that's my piece. Entitled On Top of the World, that's a piece from my first book, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Splashes. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We're going to mix it up a little bit. I am going to first, I see my co-host has arrived in the building, so I'm going to connect him in first and get him in on the mic. Good evening, Stevie G. How you doing this evening, dear friend?
What's happening, honey? How you doing tonight?
I'm great, but I'm hotter than a mug.
You high or hot?
Hot.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Ooh. I didn't know if you said high or hot. I didn't know what you said for a minute there.
You didn't kind of sound like that, didn't you?
Have you the new Poetic E, the drunk host? What's going on? How you doing tonight?
Delirious. Make you feel like you're high, cold, you know.
It is hot.
I'm down there where you're in your neck of the woods.
Well, it was over 100 today.
Wow. Well, I guess I shall not complain because we only got up to 99.
Well, it's hot everywhere. It's hot all over the country.
Yeah. All right, well, we got our co-host nice and settled in, so we're going to get the show rolling here. We're going to take our first caller, who has been on the air with us before the show even started. So let's take this caller. Caller from the 402 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Poetic E, my favorite poet. Girl, that was hot. You know, I love to try to come back to him and do one of my favorite pieces. I just wrote this piece yesterday. Do you know who it is?
Yes, Ms. Layla.
That's me. One of my personalities, huh? Layla, Miss Mental Adversity. I don't know who I am, huh? How you been?
That's all right, girl. That just means you got flavor, that's all.
Well, that's all I'm saying. It's a little confusing. Just keep up with me. You can tell who I was on any given day. Let's look a bit deep. Layla, you know, that's my... Layla Malay is actually a character in my book called Layla Malay. And I'm taking my time writing that book because it's an erotic book.
Mm.
And it's called Layla Malay and Her Seven Black Nights.
Ooh, I can't wait.
What's funny is, and ironic, she's a publisher. And all of her VPs are black knights.
Wow.
They're all black knights. Mm-hmm. You nasty girl. That
sounds
piece
tasty.
Was so hot.
Yeah.
I thought this was open mic. I thought the After Dark with Strong Island was that team. You got hot and heavy with me already.
Yes.
Girl, that was good. Okay, I'm working on something, and I wanted to do something. I was supposed to go do open mic here in my city, which is Omaha, Nebraska, yesterday, and I kind of chickened out. So, you know, I'm kind of scared of the mic, and I'm not lying, but my voice, it closes up on me. Or I get nervous, and then I start stuttering. And so I'm really trying to break into this poetry thing and be able to, you know, say it like I felt it when I wrote it, right?
Right. I got you.
So I want to do this piece, and it's kind of lengthy because I did it in two parts, but I hope it keeps everybody's attention and it doesn't bore anybody. And I don't want anybody to know that we're at the end of it, okay?
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Go on, do your thing, sister.
Okay. Dear African-American man, a.k.a. the black man, this is the most important letter I've ever written. I need you to know, it's you that I am smitten. As a woman at 42, I can only go backwards reflecting on my years, giving you my accountable trail of tears, show why today I live in fear of you, but still very much in love with you. You see, the world at large has been hard on you. Believe me, when we've seen the things that they do, in many cases you've had to wear different faces, win every race, just to keep pace. But you see, when you face a different dilemma, then it's I to feel the tremors, left to feel the destruction that was once construction. You see, I got a question. I got concerns. You see, black men, it's time for you to see the depths of me from a woman that's scorned. But even as I was burned and bruised, and my mistletoe was refused from so many, I've been used by one. My mental was confused. But you see, today I have a concern. I got a question. In simple form, did you know that all black men are obligated to me? You have an obligation to me as a black woman, and you as a black man. You, the black man, you are a strength. Just like we are your legs when they began to buckle. Together, we have the strength of two mules bound and shackled. Your obligation to me is protection, you see, because each African-American woman, a.k.a. black woman, at our strongest place in life, we need your protection. We shouldn't have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We should never hear, I'm not giving her no money. It won't go in her hands. Not on her, not on me will she get her hair and nails done. This makes me think back on how so many of you say, we are bitter. But so many are raising your kitty litter. But who stands or who's carrying around bitterness, labeling us in your forgetfulness? I need you to know that deeper than our soul, my soul. It's not just you that life's been cruel. You see, we play the fool. We fall in love. We take the burden when daddy doesn't want to come home. You see, we hurt. We get mad. We live deep inside madness. Most times, there's no food, let alone money to paint a nail. But let me ask you something. Is it possible that maybe one time you could drop off some food, then to the side, you slide me or her or even she something that could allow me to buy a bottle of polish to paint my own nail. When all else fails, if you knew, baby, if you knew, you are the protector. You are daddy to all. African-American man, under you, under your rib, I stand derived from it. I want to comply with it. Why is it so hard for you to do what's simple? Be the example. And life, however no fable, however not stable, your strength is able. It's choices, it's decisions, your choices, your decisions to cheat on me, to cheat on her, to cheat on us, to hurt me, to hurt her, to hurt us. It's your fault because, you see, the black man is our strength. He is our solidarity. He is the father of all. Woman, women, children, or child. You are the example. Let's just keep it simple. You can't have your cake, ice cream, your pie, and eat it too. You have to see what you do. You got to see that no matter what happens, that we are connected. You got to see that we need a stronger bond. We got to be bolder. You got to know your strength. I need your protection. I need your shoulder. Because, you see, I have one for you. I got arms to cradle you. I got a heart just for you. My love I hold just for you. I'm not your enemy. For you, you'll find safety. Together, we have capability. We are fruitful inside our souls. Why are we angry? You know, you and me, why are we angry? Why can't we communicate? My baby, my boo, my black man, I love you. With you, I choose to relate. Can't you understand your strength? I need your protection to me. I need your obligation. Can you, my African-American man, complete me? Obligate yourself to me, protect me, protect her, protect us. You are obligated to me, to her, to us, to, as our protector, as my protector. You, my black man, you should be a positive reflector, reflecting, connecting, depicting less the erecting, more mental penetration as you make me more mental protection as I ask you. Don't make me weak. Don't put her and I, don't put us at odds. You see, we love you, then hate each other. Hating our own, then she's making my child a brother. from another black man, take my hand, firmly stand by my side. Don't dodge or hide, because you see, to me, we have an obligation, one of protection. How can we, me, her, them, us, the black woman, love you, take care of you, then turn around, you rip her, you rip us apart, tell us lies while looking in our eyes. I want to wear your ring you picked just for me. I want to walk the street, hold your hand, brag to my friend on you, my black man, my boo, then listen to her about the one that she said I do. Black men, they say that the odds are stacked. Doesn't mean we should just shut. Been around the corner. You got another. She's fucked up mentally, but smiling while you sleep. Trying not to wake you. Trying not to make her peep. Because you see, she knows once you open your eyes, you're out the door. And they sleep. Now she's crying silently. She and I, we weep. Together simultaneously, she and I cry while you're walking into a home of another. Life is already so hard. Why bother to hurt, then forget, then label, then wonder why your kids are unstable when they grow up and they're unable to date a girl that caught their eye? Because you see, you didn't comply. You did not protect me, nor did you protect her, nor did you protect them. You didn't protect none of us. But then my hurt you see, then label me. Brand what you see. What you say is bitter. What you see is my frustration. But bitter is your justification. If your obligations were my protection, then God Almighty would see me here with you, elated. So many African American women couldn't silently be seated, silently relating, reflecting back on a story that today is so very common. Common for her, for me, for she and I, a black woman, hurting and hiding, dying and crying inside finally. That love of a black man is alarming but alluring. But the pain is not worth the findings, the rewindings, the hurtful timings of new ladies and new babies, meaning you are still not protected, not protecting me nor them, living life a double, sometimes triple, then sucking my nipple, letting me nurture you. Give you all that I am, boo, then blame me, her, and us. Tell us it's done because we fuss with obligations. There is no frustration for me to discuss or even fuss. Because you see, Mr. Black, sexy African American man, it would be just us. My bitter would be better. You wouldn't be dodging your child support letters, complaining that my two get $50. Her one gets 50, another 50, and then the other, the youngest, gets $92. Bucks, that is. So why duck? Doing the math makes you at an advantage. Per child, $25. Didn't allow me to pop my motherfucking collar. I am mad. I am mad because you owe me. Each and every one of you owe me to be obligated to her, to be obligated to your mother. She birthed you, to your women, because she nurtures you. To your sister because she's you, and your daughters because they are me, a woman that never had a protection, not from you or them. I never had an obligation, not from my father nor my man, my black man. I am all of them to you. I am your woman, your mother, your sister, your daughter. You owe me your obligation. You owe me your protection. I love you, my black man. My lover, my father, my brother, my baby, my boo. Just understand, we can't handle what you do.
Is that it?
That's the piece.
That's that piece. That was intense. So you laid it down to the black man. If after a black man hearing that piece and he don't understand where you're coming from, I don't know what to say.
And you know what? The one thing that I never want to come across as being angry at them in the sense that I don't love them, because I love each and every black man that is out there, but the world itself makes it seem as if black men are weak. And as the years continue on, black men are falling into that I'm weak category. Oh, it's the white man. He holding me down. Why are you letting somebody put their foot in your throat and then treat me like shit at home? Because it's not necessary. And if togetherness was there, then you would have my strength as well when you go out there to fight that world. And they don't see that, but they just take and they rip us apart, and then they tell us it's our fault. We bitter. But we left raising kids by ourselves. This stuff is madness, and I'm like fed up, tired of it. I'm tired of men saying I'm too strong or whatever. I am a black woman with goals and aspiration, and I'm tired of being afraid to tell somebody what I do or that I'm good at something. I'm promoting me and everybody else, black, white, whatever, but I'm tired of being treated like we are less than them, you know, less than everybody.
Right.
That the black woman got to get, we got to be laying on the bottom of the human food chain. We got to lay on the floor and keep taking all this mess. It's not necessary. We are good women. We are supporting, we handle our business.
Amen. Amen. I'm not going to argue with that, because that sure is the truth.
At the same time,
right,
every black man that's listening know that we got mad love for you. I love you. It wasn't a bitter piece. It was a piece just to let you know I'm hurting every day because I love a black man, but I can't date one. I can't date none because one messed me up so mentally. It's madness. I don't trust anybody that they say hi to me, but what you want? My heart got enough shoe prints on it. I don't have no room. You know, so I need them to know that stop this damn madness. Quit making babies with 10 women at a time, and then when a kid grows up, he can't date this girl he's digging because it's his sister, and he don't know about it. Stuff is crazy.
It's definitely, you definitely brought out a lot of valid points in the piece, and I think I really enjoyed it when we read it in the group, and so glad you stopped by the show to read that. You know, because sometimes we just got to pour from the heart and just let them know that we do love and appreciate them, and we, you know, we always have their back from the beginning of time. But, you know, there's some things that need to take place, and some changes need to take place. All right, Miss Mental. We so appreciate you, sister, for stopping by the show and sharing with us that piece.
Okay, I'm just going to sit back and listen. Sorry that I was too kind of sister soldierish tonight, but I just really had to put my emotions in that piece. You guys have a good night. Hope everybody enjoyed.
Yes, we loved it. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take the next caller on the mic. Caller from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do. What's up with you, girl?
Good.
Love Me Do.
Okay, I have
what you
a piece.
Love me, dude. What you gonna do, love me, dude?
I have a piece that I had just written titled "The Point of No Return." I'm at the point of no return. Many bridges for you have been burned. I've walked down the streets. I've experienced scorching heat. I've learned to not be in defeat. My goal will be like the heartland plantations of wheat and the dirty South's corn. I'm at the point of no return. Pages in my life have been torn in my father's eyes. Many don't realize, and they may be surprised. I look the same, but I have a new name. I'm one of his. I've got to do his biz. It's too late to go back. I can't make the same wrong turns. Many bridges have been burned. I tell you the truth, I'm at the point of no return. And that's their piece.
All right.
You're at the point of no return, Miss Miss Love Me Do. Miss Love Me Do, girl, we always appreciate you coming through. You put it in, you get it in, and keep it moving. All right. Thank you so much, my sister, for sharing your peace with us. We're going to keep the show going here. That was Miss Love Me Do.
That was Love Me Do.
Well, we're going to take the next caller on the mic tonight. All right. Good evening. Caller from the 865 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic ESCBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Jay Cran, Sister P.E.
What's up, Mr.
Hey,
John? How you doing tonight, brother man?
Hey.
What's good with you?
Oh, man, it's all great. Lovely.
Man, you be killing me on Facebook with some of that stuff you be finding and coming up with, bro. I'm telling you.
I got to bring it, bro.
You
do. I got to bring it. Oh, I got one for you.
Hey, let it roll.
Y'all ready for me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this piece was inspired by Ms. Mental's piece.
Okay.
Black Man, Stand Up by Jean B. Crenshaw. I got a question. If you say you a grown-ass man, where your pride at? Why don't you stand? You man enough to kill another man, your own black brother? Why can't you be man enough to marry your own baby's mother? Call yourself a brother, but you sure don't act like one. Who killed that other brother? Brother, wasn't that your gun? Yeah, it's true about Willie Lynch. He broke us down, broke our spirit, and yeah, he made it look like a cinch, but I thought we were stronger now. Somewhere we got lost. Brother, need to find us again somehow. Rebuild our families, take back our dignities. We're running out of time, bruh. This ain't about being macho, bruh. We way past due, time to man up. Time to get your heads back right. Make you do what it do. Time to grow up. Too many grown men. It's embarrassing. Walking around with your pants sagging like you never heard your mama nagging. Pull them pants up, boy, with your Timbos dragging. You really think that shit looks good, huh? Just because you're rocking it in the hood, huh? You just up to no good, bruh. You mean to tell me you buy a whole pair of pants just to let them sag? Half past your ass. What? You advertising for another dick? To ease up your easy access ass? That's how they do it in the penitentiary, where you might end up, eventually, another man's bitch sucking his dick. But you a grown-ass man, huh, bruh? She was good enough to have your baby, but she only good enough to fuck, huh, bruh? And you know what? You know that I got love for my dog shit? To me, that really sounds like some gay-ass shit. Yeah, is that what you really down with? We got way too many beautiful sisters hurting out here hustling because your man-ass ain't working. Selling poison, scuffling for a dollar. Don't want to hear her or your damn kids holler. But got fucking nerve to call yourself a man? Who sold you that shit? You fell for Willie's plan. Man, but I'm going to cut you some slack. Give you the benefit of the doubt, man. Give you time to stand up like a real man. That's my piece.
All right, John. Give my brother some love because that piece John,
wow.
Hey John, you got to tell me, you got to say that one part for me one more again. about the
What's
man
that?
Buying a whole pair of pants. Please.
All right, I got you. I got you. Okay, we see where I'm at. We see where I'm at. Hold on. I'm reading. You know I don't remember this stuff.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know what you mean.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. This is crazy. Y'all know y'all got me going. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Okay.
You know, when you really need to find, you can't never find.
Here we go. I got it. Too many grown men. It's embarrassing. Walking around with your pants sagging like you never heard your mama nagging. Pull them pants up, boy. Get your Timbos dragging. You really think that shit looks good, huh? Just you rocking in the hood, huh? You are really up to no good, bruh. You mean to tell me you buy a whole pair of pants just to let them sag half past your ass? What? You advertising for another dick to ease up your easy access ass? That's how they do it in the penitentiary. When you might end up eventually.
Yeah, you a mess.
I got to bring it, bro.
Hey, John.
No.
Well, that brother should have bought a half a pair of pants.
Yeah. When you buy a whole pair of pants,
cut them off
for.
From the legs up.
Huh, bro?
Oh, I love that piece. I love it, John. I love it.
Y'all a mess.
You know what? It's the truth anyhow. You know, yeah, we're not a pair of pants. You're going to have to sag all the way down. Oh, my goodness.
But what you're doing is they make it look good. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Lord.
It is truly embarrassing to see that. It is nasty to see somebody behind. It makes me sick. I'm a grown man. I wear my pants all the way up with a belt.
Yes. All right. I'm a grown man.
Johnson, I got a damn wedgie.
Look, y'all know I don't play. Y'all know I don't play. Look, I'm ready to die for my people. I am ready to die for my people.
Hey,
I will tell these young brothers.
Yeah. Shoot
me.
Lord, that was a good one, John. Bravo,
thank you very
brother.
Much. Thank you very much. Y'all are mad. I love y'all.
We love you back.
That one got me sweating.
Game on the mic. Getting all the love in the chat room. All right, we're going to keep it rolling here and take the next caller. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station 631. You are currently on the air with Poetic Key and Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, everyone. It's Strong Island.
Why are you in the chat room with me?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
I knew it was you.
Miss Strong Island, why you ain't in the chat room with Billy?
Computer issues.
Okay, I'll let you flip this one by. Go ahead and read your poem, girl.
I'm going to do a poem from beginning of the year.
Y'all, you're talking about Billy.
Yeah, he done bought Billy out. Please, no. No Billy did I.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, John bought Billy out, and Billy's pants are sagging halfway down his ass. His boxes are showing.
That's it. Oh, that was an excellent piece. I tell you, brother, that was hot. But anyway, the piece I'm going to do is Forgetting the Rules. And this piece goes like this. Checker one, checker two. What the hell did I tell you? Forget the rules. It's all out war. Hurry, baby. Your clothes are on the floor. Pick them up and carry your ass to the door. Don't worry, baby. I trust you both. But those women you are calling friends are starting to get on my nerves. So excuse my reaction. There is no satisfaction in knowing that all attention is being brought upon you and your slide ways of getting it in with all those Facebook friends, and that is my piece.
All right, Miss Strong Island.
All right, Strong.
song got him. You said Checka Checka.
Hey, Strong.
Two.
Hey, Strong, yes? That poem on air, I want you to let me know so I can be in the background going, to the left, to the left.
I'm thinking, Jenny.
Oh, and kicking people out. Get out. If the doorknob hit you with a dog, should have bit you. Get your ass to
Ooh, I tell you. Stevie G. All right. Really? Mm-hmm. Is it you or Stevie?
Last week, bro. I'm back. Week.
Oh, he's making up. He's making up.
All right, y'all. We're going to get it going in here a little bit more. We're going to play a little music here for you guys and come back with some more poetry or singing or whatever. Is on the plate next. So we're going to kind of rock the house a little bit tonight. How about that?
Rock the house.
DJ Aki.
You are now listening to a DJ Aki exclusive.
Today,
DJ Oxy Exclusive.
Let's get it.
They say groovy these days.
I so love that piece.
Man, it's hot. It is hot as fire.
I know. All right, what you going to do for us, Mr. CVG?
I got a peace out roll call. What's on your mind? And inspired by how powerful words can be when you use them in a poem or in a story or such and such. And this is my piece. I'm writing today because passion is pushing my fingertips to motion. I really feel wonderful about my display of words because writing captures the inner me and toys with my most sensitive emotions. That's why I'm able to convey despair and sadness and ignite joy and gladness and weather storms and multitudes and take on brand new attitude. Capture thoughts by blueprinting a divine story. Awaken your day with sunshine divine. I can also sing a song and compose the lyrics. That's why I'm singing this song to you. Can you hear it? I'm just writing away because it makes my day. Kind of like a kid in a candy store or in a park at play. On paper, temperaments can flare and I can spark a short fuse. And I can also determine who will win or who will lose. I'm enjoying my day, and I brought you along for the ride. Did I forget to mention I can ink it, truth or lies? I can discourage or mesmerize. I can dream and fantasize. I can live or die. I can make it as tart as a lemon or sweet as apple pie. I control and maneuver all this through my creative mind, then through my arteries, down through my fingertips. Sometimes through my lips motivating her swerving hips. But most of all, these writings are gratifying to my soul, and every keystroke comes to life and bold. I'm happy now as I come to closure. I write for love and not for the exposure. But I will expose among the creative minds with thought in mind that it's just our time. And that's my piece.
All right, CVG, step into the mic with some fire. All right, show my co-host some love for that piece. I enjoyed that.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. I done got hot, went down there. These little kids was down there with their pants hanging off their ass, like John said, laying all over my car. I had to step out there for a moment.
I understand that. You got to keep it together. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take the next caller on the mic tonight. We got 10 more minutes remaining in the first half of the show. Good evening, 770. Who do we have stepping to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Ashley from Atlanta.
Hi, Ashley. You made it back today. Welcome back.
I know. I had to come back and share some more of my work.
What you going to do for us tonight, sister?
Okay. I wrote something today really quick, and I was on my cell phone, and I forwarded it to some people, and they said it was good, so I wanted to share it tonight. So,
okay.
Most of my work, it seems like, doesn't have a title, so I'm just going to say whatever.
Okay.
Temperament, ready to vent. Given this sacrament, total disgust. I must do something or else have nothing. Pages my mind are lent to the scribble pages of ink. And I think, what is God sent? What I meant, not what's supposed to be. Who is Ashley? Not this person I see. Should I write an autobiography? Honesty is a force that can quickly be endorsed, but that is who I am. not Sam or Pam, no ma'am, just me. Foresee the road which carries an easy load. Do I travel it alone? From what my life has shown, blown with the wind and scattered within the essence of Mother Earth, seeds that I carry and spread throughout the dirt. My mark is set in the grains. Relieve all my pains. Take me far, may not be up to par, but at least I am free at last. And that's it.
All right.
All right, Miss Ashley.
Thank you.
Yes. You said, well, at least I am free at last.
Yes.
I love that piece. Love that piece.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. You don't have a title to it. That, you know, that's a sign of a good poet. You know, sometimes you just got to get those words down and then the title will just come to you when it's supposed to.
All right.
Well, we thank you so much for sharing that piece with us, sister. We hope you can continue to hang out with us a little while longer. We see you in the chat room, and we see you getting love for your piece. Nicely done, my sister.
Thank you.
All right, that was Miss Ashley. Ashley, have you got a pen name yet?
Oh, not yet. Maybe next time I will.
We're going to have to come up with something for you. CBG is real good with that, so we'll have to think about it.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right, good sister, thank you so much again. We're going to keep the show rolling and take the next caller here. All right, we have a nameless person, Miss Rich Weaver, gracing our show this evening. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? I hope I'm saying that properly.
Hey, how's it going? This is Constantine from Abilene.
How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing all right. Just making the natives restless as usual. How are you?
Oh, great. So what are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I thought I might read you some poetry, if I may.
Okay.
And I'll take that as a yes, then.
Yeah.
I call this the open door. As I fade in. Ages ago, by this time frozen in drops of tears, no water left. Awakened from that endless sleep, this insomnia, to embrace this unholy word. The word of rages, races, rusting, rest, ransacked, cackled, caged. Might, no flight. There's a time for desperation, waiting for revelation. Leave all of your sorrows behind, young man. Come with me, touch that light. Forget this world, remember that. Leave all these lies. Don't tell the truth, though, for you close their eyes. For what you can see should not be. For the sun is awaiting to be born again. For it is forever, as under that magic of Mother Earth, as dragons fly free. Daddy, why are those men out there in those white sheets? Well, apparently, they don't exist, but here they are. They're standing in my front door. The darkness upon our lives has come, and there's no trace of any love. Can you tell me why? Why someone that's never met me would hate me because of something I've never done? What did I do? I haven't done enough. But strangers or friends dancing around that fire near that crystal shore, in their mind's eye. As golden mermaids, they sing a deadly poem. See that death and that pain, they evolve and they grow, too late to cry. They say they pray, and the light they show their face. You won't hear an answer. Imagine that tale, believe in that legend, follow that magic where there is nothing but sleight of hand and misdirection. They will come for you until all the stars caress your eyes. There, it will be the lie, imagining that you will never die should the truth open that door to that land of mystic fire, cold as ice because you don't look like them. Open that door, taste that desire, into that world of that ancient wisdom. Some things just don't change, no matter what they say. Fade out.
All right. Yes, that's good. Thank you so much for sharing that piece with us. I know I've seen you on the show before, but I believe this is the first time you called in to share your voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me come on.
Well, don't be a stranger. We so appreciate you. All righty. That was Mr. Weaver. How do you pronounce your first name?
Myth Real
profile.
Constantine. Yeah, Constantine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'll remember that, Constantine. All right, I'll call you by that from now on. Thank you so much again. We so appreciate you. All right, and how can people fellowship with you? Are you on Facebook or?
Well, I have a poetry show on secondlife.com. That's
okay.
Where I spend most of my time nowadays. And
okay. You can post it, since you signed it to the chat room, because we love the fellowship, so you can post your link inside the chat room to your
Thank you.
Show.
I appreciate that. And, of course, I have the show with the Midnight Poets, especially if you're a poet of color. We want you on our show, and the Midnight Poets, of course, on secondlife.com. And if you got some fire you want to spit on the microphone, and we want you up there.
All right. We definitely look forward to that. I see you posted the link, so thank you again so much for gracing our show this evening. And we're going to take the next caller. Good evening, area code 202. You're currently on the air with Poetic and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, y'all doing? It's Lowry, the Soulful Poet. How y'all be?
What's up, Lowry? Oh, my. Lowry Atlas is on the mic tonight.
Yep.
How you doing, Mr. Lowry?
I'm all right, man. Just the display that I've been in has been really draining. So we have another show tomorrow night, for those that are in DMV, and, announce that a little later, or just leave it on your page and let you announce it if you want to. I have a piece that, I wrote. I was talking to someone and they were having trying times and they let me know what they endured. So it's called I Stand Strong. It's a new one.
All right.
They sung a civil rights song called We Shall Overcome. And I take this as my own personal testimony for my life. So many things and people tried to knock me down. But I'm still standing and pressing on. And in this world, I continue to be a light. No matter what was said or what was done, I will stand in my rightful place as God intended me to be. You see, some people get off on bringing negative forces like misery, unhappiness, and jealousy. But what amazes me is that God only blesses those that endure and show humility. We can say what we want to say, and we can do what we want to do, but I serve a higher power, and unfortunately, that does not describe you. I will continue to strive and rise above to overachieve. So I will shake my head and turn my back to the naysayers, because in God they truly don't believe. For if they were, they would not let demonic forces weaken them, and they would learn that praise is better to give than receive. I stand in the midst of the mountains that stand strong and never falter. God has held me lock and key, and like a strong rock through troubled waters. I will continue to press on and press on, press what I'm supposed to be. I will continue to stand strong despite what comes my way. For my prayer was the key, and my faith unlocks the door, which will be my reward on Judgment Day. I still open up to God, whom he created me to be a soldier in his army. No matter how much or what stones get thrown in my way, I will survive no matter what comes. I will always be prepared. Even though the devil is busy, I'm in full blast, so I ain't never scared. I come, I saw, and I conquered, and I moved on. Even though sometimes my faith begins to wane, I then realize that without faith, prosperity you will never gain. I will stand strong to the day I die, never succumbing to pressure or anything that's going to hurt me. Will save me. Well, I stay. Amen. In peace. And that's my peace.
Oh, Lord. I ain't even saying your name when you got me. Yeah, hold on, let me find the picture. Lord. Lord, that's awesome. Awesome. I am not surprised, but you brought that piece tonight. I didn't even see that one come. Love
you.
It, love it, love it.
Thank you so much. That's for everybody out there. I would go on my soapbox, but you can reach me on Facebook, Larrie Edwards, LARIEEDWARDS. I'm a part of an ongoing stage for the next few days called the N-Word ? Directed by Quinn Alston. It's going to be held at the Capitol Fringe Festival in Washington, D.C. And also, once you hit my page up, hit Larrie Facebook Edwards, and I'll tell you all you need to know. I'm not going to keep taking up the mic. I'll see y'all on the next half of the show. I got a surprise for everybody, so I'm gonna lay low.
You have a special request by Soft Kitchen to sing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let them know what I'm gonna do though.
All right, he said he's coming back to the next half of the show, so maybe it'll happen then, y'all. All righty. Thank you, Mr. Larrie. I really appreciate. I really love that line when you said that you. I think I put it in the chat room. The rock. What was that part? Like a strong rock through troubled waters. Ooh. My goodness. And you wrote that piece off a conversation, or because someone was going through something. Oh, all right. I think we lost him here, but that's all right. That was Mr. Larrie Edwards, y'all. Now we are out of the first segment of the show, and we have got to usher ourselves into the second segment of the show and bring in Miss Strong Island to part of the show. We're so sorry that we won't have time to take more calls from the first half, but if you're so welcome to join her on the second half of the show, and we're getting ready to bring it all in for you right now. Strong Island girl, you on the mic.
Hi everybody, this is Strong Island.
What's up?
How y'all doing? Oh, are we ready for some hotness tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
It's already hot enough. You need to cool it off some kind of way.
All right, Stevie. All right, so let's get it started. I see these people already ready to do their thing. So caller from the 865 area code, you on the air with Strong Island, Stevie G, Poetic E. Who do we have on the mic?
I just wanted to spit one more for y'all.
And who is this?
Did you hear me, sis?
Not really. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jay Crenn.
Oh, hi, hey. Brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just doing great.
I couldn't hear it. It's cutting in and out on me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, I just want to spit one more for y'all. It's
go
not,
ahead.
It's not, it's not that special when you like note, though. It's just some
okay,
kind of fun
ahead.
I wanted to spit for y'all. Okay, here we go. This
okay.
is called Props for My Muse. The poetry muses are dancing jigs and weep. Poets are inhaling through our third eyes. We see, giving quick response, riding the linkages of astral currents of wordplay and verbiage from above. Artists painting visual passages and link images laden with kaleidoscopic prisms of muse music, transforming letters into words, forming prose, phrases of meaningful, perpetual, educational, intellectual, behavioral, metaphysical life, emoting aural and visual muse-induced magic, eliciting bliss through lyrical muse musical tactics. Muses happily oblige our late-night ink dreams, those lyrical handshakes with blank pages, it seems, that call us in odd hours with muse whisper powers, pleading us digest their to and fro, allow them bless our pens with air and flow of kinetic panoramas laced with periods and commas, semicolons and dot, 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 praying we all never, ever, ever stop, because what would a happy muse do if not for me and you? That's my piece.
All right, John.
All right. Jake,
definitely hot.
It wasn't sexy, but it was sexy.
It could have happened, brother. That was hot, brother. It really was. I liked it. It doesn't matter if it was sexy, as you say. There's enough of that going around.
Yes, ma'am. I can't wait to hear it. Thank you very much.
All right, now. Well, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 202 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, Stevie G. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, could you take this, Larry? Could you take somebody before me?
Sure.
Right before me. I was prepping up some, so I'll go right after the next call if that'd be cool with y'all.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
No problem.
Right.
Well, since he, you know, wants to give up the mic, I guess I'll take it. And the piece I'm going to do tonight is called Sending Waves. And it goes like this. Take some time to undress my body, slowly lowering my straps to reveal my big breasts while I'm patiently waiting to remove your shirt so I can reveal your chest that you know I love to caress. Moving on down to my thongs, pulling, tugging while they resist, You start to plant kisses right above it, sending waves of excitement all through my body now. I can't wait much longer. This urge to let you have me sweet, juicy, to your taste, you say, P-U-S-S-Y. Now, let's not forget, you too must drop your pants, because how could we continue this dance? Your penis is enlarging. My vagina is becoming more wet than ever. This is what I see, love and feel from you. And that is my piece. Yes. Yes. Well, you said you wanted some hotness, so there you go.
Billy got quiet. He don't know what to say. He lost his words.
Yeah. Well, we're not gonna stress. We gonna keep it moving and go on to the next caller. Caller from the 786 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic?
What's the reason?
Hey, DC.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
hey.
Good.
Thank
you.
Good, baby.
How you doing?
I'm good. You get my poetic fix as usual. Every Thursday, I got to come to y'all.
Oh, well, we love it. Appreciate you for that.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do in my mind, because it's like I got so many things going in my head and stuff and poems and all type of stuff. And I was pulling out something that ain't a poem I haven't done in a long time. It was one of my first kind of serious love poems, so I kind of wanted to pull it out of the archives of my spirit, out of my mind. So hopefully I can do this without messing up. I haven't done it in a while, but I'm going to do it, see if I can achieve it.
Okay.
And it's a love poem. Okay. Let me know when y'all ready.
Oh, we're ready.
Okay.
I figured it out. What this love thing is all about. How when I met you, love for you grew within me as if I could conceive the notion of how love's supposed to be like. Characteristics of you that a wife like, that's got me writing poems and songs about, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. But whenever we embrace, I revisit heaven, which makes you and God to be so much alike. I'm so inspired on how you chose to love me, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, I yearn your touch, as if 7 days of the week are not enough. Even when you fuss, I feel so connected to what your words mean, even though they come out unworthy of my curiosities. So destiny led me to believe that we were meant to be. And I break free of all that don't believe, that when you're cut, I bleed, and when you're hurt, I grieve. My third eye connects you permanent to me. And mathematically, I figured out that you plus I equals we. And love is the main source of what our bodies need, not vitamin D. Your love entitles me to inhale you and tell you as if my lungs negotiated their purpose for you. My love for you owns my present reality, diagnosing me with how love's supposed to be. Your swagger makes you worthy of everything that represents me, because fearlessly you took a chance on me. So I pay you with emotional currency with no receipt. I will give you my whole heart just so we can share the same beat. On puppet strings is how you can have me, but remember, with great power comes great responsibility, so use me sparingly. You encourage me to experience things that one would need wings to see. Wisdom fed from the lips that were made to seduce me, taking me to lands of uncharted territory, nominated by love with a sense of urgency to bathe me with her loyalty, from cleansing me from all the hurt that once enslaved me. That's why I'm so in love with the woman that loved me enough to create me a chapter in her history book. And that's it.
Hot. Hold on a minute.
hot.
Goodness.
That's a really hot.
I don't know what you was nervous about. I just.
Great
point. Well, I'll try hard. So.
You didn't need to try.
So
you
humble.
Very well. Thank you.
So humble.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even comment. I just can't.
Speechless.
You know I love y'all back. I'm going to fall back and listen to the other poets and be edified by some strong words, because this right here is like, poetry is my thing. That's my thing. So I love the poets on here. I love what y'all do. Y'all know I love y'all. So continue, please, to do what you do, because we love you guys for that. The platform that y'all have for us is amazing. So keep doing
what
you do.
Thank you.
All right. Ooh. All right,
Lee.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so glad you have control
of the mic.
Oh, you know what's so?
He just does it to me every time. I can't even. Well, you know what's so good? I think we need to smooth it down a little bit with just a little bit of music. So we're going to have a little bit of Heather Healy with He Is.
Answer the question.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Are we ready for some more hotness? That was Heather Hedley with He Is.
He's waiting, y'all.
Well, the good thing is we know there's people waiting. They're excited. So let's just get it cracking. Call up for the 202 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Stevie G, Poetic E. You ready?
Trying to get back in the chat, but I'll get back in a minute. I want to do this for everybody. I will post it in a few minutes when the chat room acts right. I'm going to perform a song from my band camp, and I'm going to give you a snippet of it from my album, Poetic Love. Is that all right with y'all?
Cool. Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right. Here we go. My night turns into day. My skies turn blue from gray. When it rains, you are my sunshine. Beaming star of mine. In fall, my flowers bloom. To my November in the dew. When it's cold, you keep me warm. My quiet in the storm. Oh, I found paradise like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Whoa, I give my all to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby, and so much more. All to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby, and so much more. I'll be your that lies beneath your feet. I'll be your day and night that guides your sleep. Your springtime tree that grows, your shelter in the snow. I'll be your anchor in seven seas when your waters overflow. You're my everything, my heart and soul. I love you, I love you. That's why I give my all to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby, and so much more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Larry.
Hot. Hold on, man. Hello.
Larry, you got a sister over here crying.
That was hot, Larry. You know, your voice is excellent. I just enjoy it. I truly do enjoy it.
So,
beautiful song.
He melted me right down to the sweetness. I can't believe I just started tearing. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have an effect on us.
Thank you so much. And,
man, I went. I know somebody's going to be jealous when you get, well, I don't know if you're married or not, but your serenade would be just off the chain.
They're loving you in the chat room. They're just loving you.
Love them, too. I'm going to put my links in the chat room and find me on Facebook, Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. I have a spoken word remix to the song that's free, strictly free, this one. I'm going to post it. You can go to the Bandcamp site and see it. And I want to thank all your Stevie Z, Poetic E, and Strong Island for letting us poets and artists do our thing. If nobody ever tells you, I appreciate y'all. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you, thank you. We're trying to pick you down tonight, stupid. I'm holding in. I'm doing good tonight. Don't break me down.
No, I don't see how you can do it after that. Lord have mercy. Whew.
I'm just keeping a straight face. Yes, I am. Just keeping a straight face. No trouble started if I keep a straight face. Oh, man. Well, Poetic Key, the beautiful thing is, you know, Larry knows he has a beautiful voice. And I'm sorry, I'm just taking up this time to say that, but the man can sing.
Yeah.
He can sing. But on that note, I won't hold it any longer.
She's going to stop kissing. She made a special request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the set of
stop kissing. I made a special request for him to sing in the chat room earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, well, let's take, you know, there's another caller hanging on nicely. Caller from the 786 area code, you on the air with Strong Island Poet E, Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic? Okay, and on that note, we will continue going on. Caller for the 402 area code, you on the air with Strong Island Poet E, Stevie G. Who do we have blazing the mic?
I'll call with the macaroni and cheese.
He's calling from the 402 area code. You on the air? Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear
me?
Yes. Y'all waited until I got my mouth full with some macaroni and cheese and said, hello, 402.
Sorry.
Let's put a little sexy hello, 402.
Is this Miss Mitchell?
You so bad. Yes, you know it's me. I had to come with some hard earlier, so I thought I'd come with something a little softer this time.
Go ahead, lady.
You know, I mean, that voice is beautiful, right? But it's like the words. You'd be like, falling in love, and I'm already a sucker for love already. I'm like, ooh, and my initials is LE2. I'm like, we're supposed to be married. And he's 202, I'm 402. We're supposed to do this, right? I'm silly. Ain't
nothing
better than a black man that can sing, no.
Hello.
I don't know, well, you know what? This one, I've never named it, so I don't have a name for it at all. But I wrote it this morning. Okay. Here it goes. Tasting the tip, then slowly he sits, licking and laughing, sucking and swallowing, pieces of and parts of my soul. And another... party goes, licking my mental. Gentle is the gentle that takes control. He makes me see beyond me, touching me while tasting me, taking me, then replacing me, replacing my mental, replacing my ego, mastering my soul. Giving, then retrieving. Inside going, inside joining. The depths of me, he confides as he hides. Hides inside. Mentally, he rides. Then I ride harder than the time before. Mentally, he's saying no more. I'm pleasing his soul. Inside me, he goes, filling the depths of my mental. Now riding, you're gentle. Ride me. Make me. Release me. Come in. Hold me. Take me. Catch me. Tease me. Mentally. Simultaneously, gently, harshly, firmly, gradually penetrate me. Releasing mental secretions. Riding until completion. A memory lasting. Never a deletion. Enough.
Hot, 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 me lady. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I got something for you. There you go. Lady, that was hot piece, and you know it was.
Thank you. You guys are so cool. I just love you. I'm glad you guys didn't let me know so I can come through. I like hot stuff, too, especially you little nasty Strong Island. I heard that piece earlier. I said, ooh, I'm about to go take a shower.
I said, she wrong.
You know how
y'all
I do.
Y'all seen me hang up abruptly?
Hey, you know, I just got to keep it real for everybody. That's all. We need a new, little laughter in our lives sometimes.
You JC, right. Baby. I love you, too. JC, John Crenshaw is my man, but he's my big brother, my big brother man. That man is so hot. He just gives me mad respect all the time. I love him. But check this out. DC, baby, I love you, too. That's my other big brother. But him and DC, Tasha TNT Masik, they are the mother and fathers of God's of poetry. That's what I call them. That's me personally. But they are doing their thing down in New Orleans this weekend. So if you guys can, just stop by their page and give them some love because they're about to blow it up down there. And I can't be with you guys in person, but in spirit, I'm with you every single damn day. And I love all of y'all. So y'all have a good night, and I'm just going to lay back and listen.
All right, lady.
Love you back, Miss Minto.
Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure to have you come through. Well, Miss Poetic E, let's get started. There's people waving and jumping. All right, caller from the 513 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is from W. Maddie.
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
This is Romeo D. Natty.
Hi, Romeo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I know the second half was a, what was the second half thing?
Second half is Sensual Sheets, Erotic Poetry. Are you blazing the mic or are you going to cool us with some ice?
You want erotic or you want sensual?
Give it whichever way you feel like doing.
I give you erotic.
You have the floor, brother.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This piece is called Bon Appetit. Let me kiss your lips till I make your lips wet. Then I start kissing on your lips till I make your lips smile. Your mind can't fathom lips pouring so much juice and air that you just had to look down, watching me lick your lips. To your surprise, you caught my eyes as I twisted my tongue inside your lips. You twisted your body, I grabbed your hips. You kept looking, I kept licking. You bit your bottom left lip. If this was a trip, then the bed would be an ocean, 7 seas. I would drunk off drinking so much juice, lips that you was deep. I kept draining you by drinking you like I was thirsty. My lips would smack you, spud your head around because you heard me. Smile. I'm talking to your lips. Open wide while I blow them a kiss. My tongue tips slick as your whole body shift. Oh, shit. I'm about to give you something to forever remember. Like saying you came 10 times at least. Your lips would be no lie. But knowing you came more but trying to calculate that, you would start to fantasize. Me, that salt on your lips got you feeling so high. I said open your lips, your head back, eyes closed. Fucked. Wrapping the sheets in your breasts. You start to leak, but cannot believe the mess. Enough, but you my bitch and my queen, so you gonna get the rest. Ooh, shit. Do I gotta say it again? You nod your head. Ooh, shit. Now let's begin. Get excited, watching me lick my lips. Well, I'm getting excited, thinking about you watching me licking your lips. Got my face buried, making you feel so alive. You never knew a tongue could feel so live. You want to open your eyes, but every time you look, it's like your body shook. Your mind's took. Because I took my time, make you flow like fine wine. Why wouldn't you be mine? Because I got your mind. But like you, baby, it's fine. So hold on, I'm finna make your body whine. I picture that. While sitting on my sexy face, imagine me giving your pretty pussy lips a taste. Most beautiful scene you ever seen. And she reached down and grabbed what was bulging between my jeans. Give it a rub. You was loving the love you was getting. Almost gonna stand in sound for my licking. Made your body rock. You felt like you was slipping, falling. Had me in your area. Heard your body calling. No need for parentheses. You know what that means? 10 times back to back to back. You laughed talking about you didn't have any more. So I continuously licked your soft wet lips till you poured more, more, and more. I licked the one I love and my licking she adores. She paid so much attention because my skills were better than a whore's. Licked her lips from behind, I heard her ass clap as she was giving me applause. Her juice dripping down my jaws. She bit her bottom lip when she saw saying, ooh, daddy, I think you got it all. And it's all over your face. You wasn't being neat. I said, that's okay, baby. Bon appetit. That's my thought.
Hold on, brother. Hold on.
Bon appetit.
I dare not even ask you what inspired that piece. That was a hot piece. You did Romeo. You did hot. That was hotness.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely hotness.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm clapping for that one.
Just my thought.
Look at all the love we're getting in the chat room.
Oh yeah. I tell you, the chat room is off the hook. They're off the hook with love for you. Thank you. Definitely, please come back again and bless the mic.
How long are we on for tonight?
Hmm?
I said, how long y'all on for tonight?
We be on here for almost to 11.
11? Okay. The show is Thursdays. From 8 to 11?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Thursday from 9 to 10. I mean, 10 to 11.
9 to 11.
Okay. Well, 9 to 11. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, if you have some time, you know, you can always come back today and, you know, bless the mic again.
I'll come back to the rest of the show.
Okay, okay.
I want to say shout out to DC. He always been out there. I love this piece.
Right.
I'm going to fall back and press one and list the rest of the shop. Right, you have a good night.
You too. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Poetic E, that was some hotness. I hope Stevie enjoyed that one because that was hotness in his rare form, and it wasn't me, huh?
Stevie did enjoy that.
See, it's not only me who had that kind of wicked mind.
I just love the way he just put in the bon appetit. It was just like he was just serving up a meal.
Woo. The visuals was awesome on that piece. Oh, my God. It was awesome. But anyway, let me gather my thoughts, get back to basics. All right, we have another caller waiting to blaze the mic, so let me do what I do. Caller from the 202 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, Stevie G. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hello.
Hello.
Sounds like Larry again.
You clear? You gonna blaze the mic again, sir?
Hey, why not? Why? I'm going to spit an older one for you. I don't know if y'all heard it before, but
since I'm feeling greedy, let me get to my notes section because I just happen to be on Facebook. Since we're doing a erotic hour, we're going to have to do a duet, though. Have I ever spit for you guys my sick sexual omen?
I don't know. I'm worried.
Let's see. I got another set of ears, so I'm going to be kind of tender because a mother figure is close by, so I'm going to say this kind of softly.
Okay.
All right. I'm getting there. It now. Here we go. Come on. Get this set up. This one is called, yep, my sick sexual omen. Hope y'all sit back and enjoy. Here it is.
Hello?
Actually, yeah, hello. Wait. All right, here it is. I'm sorry. You ready?
Okay. Yes, we're ready.
I'm just waiting for it to load up. I want to make love to you so bad that I hit your G-spot so hard that you'll have wet dreams during menstruation. I want you to feel the. I want to feel the orgasmic, rhythmic vibe of your body shaking like a violent seizure. I want to fill in your cup till it overflows with my remnants of nectar till it drains your sensuality till you know I pleased you. I want to make you moan so soulfully that it sounds melodic and horny tone. I want to make all your body parts become fabrics of my sick sexual experimentation. I want to do things to your body and spirit that makes you shout with the Holy Ghost with glee. I'm filling you with my rod and staff and spirit, having you say, hallelujah, I'm free. I want to take stimulating your body to the highest level of ecstasy. I want your hormones to grow so high that your sexual pores open heavenly. Like every voice, I want to lift your sexual being until it sings. By every freaky side, let lustful freedom ring. I want to rape it till I take it. But the kind of rape I'm going to give you is the kind you're going to like. I promise you, it will feel so good that every time you bark with pleasure, it feels so right. I want to drive my sexual fear in you like Shaka Zulu and be your concubine. I could go on for hours telling you how good it would be to be in your sexual realm. But I just had to reveal my sick sexual omen. And that's my.
Oh, I said, I don't want to do this to me, Larry.
Larry, nastier than you.
Even matter if we heard that piece a lot.
Yes. I wouldn't say that I'm nastier than her. I say we like neck and neck. I'm like a step under. I think I'm kind of reserved.
Cool. You nasty. I agree with Larry. I think he's more of a...
Larry, you ain't going to get away from being nasty on that one, bro. You might as well hang that shit up.
Nah. Don't put that on me.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being nasty.
Ain't nothing wrong, but remember, I'm an angel, you know? I just slip out sometimes.
That was hot, Larry. That was really hot. I appreciate that piece.
Thank you. I'm going to put my links in the chat room. I ain't going to hog the mic, man. Much love to y'all, man. I wish y'all did this, like, tomorrow night, man. This is a Friday kind of show, man. That would be cool.
Never know. Never know.
I'm going to sit back and listen, man. Thank y'all. I'll post everything in the chat room. Much love to the chat room, by the way.
No, thank you, Laurie. No.
Always.
Oh,
Okay, Mr. 40E, Stevie, I don't know what to say after that. He woke in the spirit. He really awoke.
Oh, darling girl, they can put it all up tonight, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, but I'm going to behave, and I'm going to go ahead and let everybody else do their thing. And I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Caller for the 513 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, Romeo, you made it back. Okay.
Yeah, I want to come with essential love pieces. That's okay.
That's fine.
Yes. Go ahead, brother.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The piece is title. It's not that complicated. You're more than just a pretty face. To me, you're the definition of a blessing. From the encouraging words that you say to your phenomenal, prophetic, poetic poetry that I want to replay. Your smile and happiness brightens my day. You make me want to say words that I wouldn't expect myself to say, and I think that's crazy. You must be in love like being Jay-Z because I call you my baby, so baby. Please excuse me for being on air, telling you how I feel for thee. But it's me, being as real as I can be. Yes, yes, yes. I want us to be we. I want you to be with me. I want to see you in my dreams, and after I wake, I open my eyes. I thank the Lord for shining the sun, for your beautiful presence laying next to me. The most wonderful presence next to the Holy Spirit is your essence, and it covers me. I will travel this earth to be with you. My thoughts are just the beginning of what I would do for you. I would build our royal anointed dynasty up 100 times 2. There couldn't be a more perfect tool, save for Adam and Eve. But they were created by the hands of God so that I could see. So that leaves you and me. That single thought already has me smiling, because I found someone on one mind been trapped on the island with. Her passion is my trip to paradise. A chocolate big booty chick with us might make it more nice. Maybe. But that's just a bonus. Because all I need is you. So you're all I want. I've said this twice before. I want to be the smell in your funk. I'm not sure how much closer we can get without a copyrighted metaphysics. Your lips, too sweet just to kiss. That's why I savor your flavor. From your eyes to your heels. If you can count from 100 to 0, I promise every second unexplainable sweet sensation is what you will feel. From your head to your nape, down your back, tingling your spine, even feeling your derriere as I kiss your right shoulder from behind. Every intention to make you mine. Bless you so good it makes you blind, but only for a few moments. You feeling so magnificent in our moments. They just said real love is magnificent. This is what they meant. Which explains to me why I want to be with you. Sometimes I feel it's unexplainable because I can't simply, what would Jesus do? But if I was him and he was I think he would be with you too. Because I know I would die for you. My baby. My truth. Hey, boo. Smile for me, because a smile is because of you. I want to lift your glass and toast to you. Have your grape juice bubble up and burst for me. Drink you till you're thirsty, and have you want more thirst for me. Like simply lemonade on a rainy day, going outside to play. I leave you soaked from your lips to your throat, to your lips to your toes. I'll do things to you, you and only God knows. There's a thing that resembles the veil of my soul, but onto my shoulders, while I wrap her arms around your waist. And a drip out of an ounce of your love will I waste. I can smell your fragrance, I can feel your taste. But beyond that, your heart is my place. But I ask you when the time is right, can I forever tell you, good night? That's my love.
How's your peace, brother?
All right, Romeo.
Romeo.
Yes, they are. They're holding it down, clapping and rolling and jumping. Romeo, that was hot. That was hot.
Okay, I want to know if y'all can hear me for real. I kept hearing like a static in the back. I want to know if that y'all heard me clearly.
We heard you.
We heard you.
We definitely heard you. That was definitely a good piece, and we felt it too, sensual and all.
Thank you.
You had to add that in there. We felt it too.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, yes, sir.
You did your thing. You did your thing. Like I said,
Romeo.
You have to come back again. Your talented brother is good listening to you. You did your thing.
Appreciate that.
Yes, yes. I sent you that.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall back with the rest of the show.
Okay, okay. Well, Miss Poeticky, you know I couldn't leave everybody out to cold, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to do this piece that I just wrote the other day. You know, before my birthday, of course. It's called Chance Meeting Between You and Her. Like this. Chance meeting between you and her. She longed for you early on. She wanted to taste her very blossom of boobs, cause you enjoy the action of sucking on erect, stable, supple nipples every time you think about it. Your penis begins to harden with pre-cum dripping from it. She bounces her body to the music in her head, not to worry about the beats. Her body is more capable than you really care to know. She's smiling with all her teeth. She makes sure they won't scrape your piece. Expert status is at hand. Shh, don't tell. This is at all. She just wait and watch as she falls. Desires, wants, got to have you win free. Just a lot of hugging, a lot of kissing, a lot of lip smacking, fingers popping, singing beginning, just from the chance of meeting of you two. And that is my piece.
Hot.
All right, Miss Dog Island.
Don't make Billy come out.
What happened, Stevie?
Don't make Billy come out.
No, Billy. I try to be nice.
Y'all scared of Billy.
Yes, I am. Billy is off the hook.
Billy is the man.
Oh, Lord, here you go. Is Billy coming out to play?
Billy's sleepy.
Okay.
And country.
All right, well, cool. Well, the good thing is we can always, always go on to the next caller waving their little hand. And caller from the 202 area code, you back on the air with Strong Island Poeticky, Stevie G.
This just seemed like me, you, and Romeo. Round
up. Holding it down.
Yeah, hey. Well, guess what? I'll take it. I got a piece. It's called Love Me So Hard Till It Hurts.
Ooh,
an old school one. Ready?
Go ahead.
Baby, I want to love you so hard that I would slit my wrist and take my blood and put a cross on your chest. I want to love you so hard that when I come inside of you, my juices spread all through your body and your soul as it manifests. I want to love you so hard that I thank your mom every day for birthing you, and I would find a magic way to put you back in her womb to have you again. Baby, I want to love you so hard that when I kiss you, you will be able to feel the breath of life blow into your clit.
I want to love you so hard that when I wake up next to you, I want to count all the sheep that go across your head. I want to love you so hard that I'm willing to be crucified like Christ. And if I could not have you, then damn a resurrection, I'd rather be dead. I want to love you so hard that if I looked at another woman, I would merely go blind before I regain a grip on my mind. I want to love you so hard that the thought of not having you and the thought of you having a menstrual cycle makes me cry. But, baby, the same way I'm willing to love you, are you willing to love too? Because if you're not, then we're both wasting our time. Are you willing to love me to the point that you scream my name at the mere thought of me? Are you willing to put your name in any verse or poem or lyric when I speak or sing out of love so willingly? And are you willing to love me so hard that you will walk through a fire to save my life if I needed you? And are you willing to stand up and unleash a can of whoop-ass on anyone that disrespects me and be my ride-or-die boo? Without further exaggerated description, are you willing to be my She-Ra to my He-Man, my Bonnie to my Clyde, my everything? Let's love till it hurts. And that's my piece.
Hot, 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 hot darn.
Nice piece, Larry.
Thank you.
That was excellent. You blazing the mic tonight. You're blazing the mic.
Hey, it's a round robin. Me, you, and Romeo, man. We all getting it in. You know, Romeo, my boy, man. That's a hey. Yo.
He did awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, we at that time, people. Time is approaching real quick.
Yep.
I just want to say thank you, Larry, for blessing the mic as usual. Always come through. I always look forward to hearing from you. All right, now, let's get back to moment of hand. I'd like to thank everyone who's in the chat room. Tools Enough, A Tantric Class, Black Homeschooler, Guest 12302, Guest 14210, Guest 16074, John Crin, Laurie Edwards, May Clear, Miss Mental, Elijah, Poetic X, CBG, Strong Allen, and of course, Miss Poetic E, for blessing the mic, having this site, and everything else we do. And on that note, I'm going to get ready to say adieu, good night, time's approaching. Until the next time, we ought to leave you with Jacksonville, niggas, we'll get it. And here's the piece.
Hey, cool, lad, we got all these jams, all. Some boy was clowning with these bands, dog.
What that was, dog?
Now, I don't even know, dog. It was weird, dog. Them boy was screaming, woo.
Ooh. Oh, okay, dog. I know what you're talking about. I know how to do that dance, dog. Matter of fact, dog, that's some Jacksonville niggas. Hold on, let me put this tape in real quick, dog. You know what I'm talking about?
Damn,
you,
dog. Woo, get it, woo, get it, woo, get it, woo, get it.
Woo!
Damn, damn, damn.
How we do it?
Damn, squad.